Welcome to the Lifehouse Church podcast. More information about Lifehouse and our senior pastors, Richard and Helen Kabakian, can be found at lifehouse.com.au. We hope you enjoy the following message.
Acts chapter 8, verse 12 tells us, "But now the people believed Philip's message of good news." The gospel is always good news. What is it? It's good news. It's not sad news. It's not bad news. It's good news. Amen. And what was the good news concerning? It was concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ. As a result, many men and women were baptized. I want you to notice something. Philip was preaching some good news. And the good news was about the kingdom of God. And the Bible says, and the name of Jesus Christ. Almost like it's two separate messages. And I want to suggest to you that it actually is. The kingdom of God refers to the afterlife, heaven. Unfortunately for some people, a place called hell that we are trying as a church desperately to help people come into a knowledge of Jesus so that they don't go to that place. But he's talking to them about the kingdom, about angels and how it all works. And he's talking to them about the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus. See, one is about the life that is to come. But when he was preaching about the name of Jesus, it's for here and now. Because see, there is a teaching that it's like, it doesn't matter what happens in life. One day we're going to get to heaven. And one day we're going to have rest. And one day we're going to have peace. And one day there's going to be love in our hearts. And one day, friends, I want to tell you right now, that is not the will of God. We are not supposed to get to heaven all beaten up and wounded and dragging ourselves in and just, no. We're supposed to get to heaven full of life and faith and victory. Now listen, the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God, that message, hey, listen, that is so simple. It's simply a prayer that you pray and God takes you from darkness into light instantaneously. But the name of Jesus has been given to us so that we can get through this life with power. The word of God continues in Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. Now listen to this. It says, and whatever you do, can you all repeat that after me? And whatever you do. I'm going to say that to you again, because some of us, we read the word of God so often, and God bless you for doing that, but you can become numb or desensitized to these words. Listen to it. And whatever you do, everything, every aspect of your life, from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to bed, what does he tell us to do? And whatever you do, whether it's in word or in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every single thing we do, we are supposed to be doing it in his name, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Are you buying a car tomorrow? Do it in the name of Jesus. What does that even mean, Pastor Rich? Very simply, when you're about to buy a car, how many of you know that you don't want to spend a lot of money on a car that then doesn't work for you? It makes you angry. It could send you broke. It becomes something that distorts your life. So how about when you're buying a car, you're choosing between two cars, how about you just do this? Lord, in your precious name, which car am I buying? Because that comes under whatever you do, in word or in deed. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We're going to take this Christianity thing out of these four walls. I love these four walls and what we do here for an hour and a half. But friends, that's not Christianity. Christianity is what you do for the next 192 hours out there somewhere. Amen? And the Bible is instructing us, whatever you do, whether it's in word or in deed, do it all in the name of Jesus. If you're about to quote a job and it's a renovation, how many of you know renovations can go wrong very, very quickly? You should be asking yourself as a builder, Lord, Should we even be doing this job? Should we even be doing it? How many people have been caught out? You've heard the stories. But what if that builder sat back and said, Lord, in your precious name, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, give me wisdom right now. Imagine we did that. Imagine we actually lived our life in the name of Jesus. Are you going into a tough business meeting? Are you going into any meeting that's going to be quite confrontational. How about you stop and you go, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, this meeting is going to go well. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, people are going to leave this room feeling loved and valued, and the outcome is going to be the outcome that you have purposed for me. Are you seeing this? I love this because sometimes we can move away from the name of Jesus and all we refer to is the kingdom of God, the life that is to come. And God says, you know what? You don't have to wait. You can have that life right here and now. Give someone a big high five if you know what I'm talking about. You know, the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians, he lists a whole lot of bad behavior. He lists a whole lot of destructive habits. He lists a whole lot of negative attitudes that people have. And then in verse 11 of chapter 6, he says, some of you were once like that. I like that because what he's saying is you can actually change. Yeah, some of you were once like that, but you're not anymore. He says, but you were cleansed. Feel free to say amen at any moment, guys, because this is beautiful, because you were cleansed. You were made holy. Oh, man, I love that one. And you were made right with God by calling on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. What's he saying? He's saying that the name of Jesus Christ changes behavior. Have you got an addiction going on? Have you got some chains that we just spoke about? That we, by the way, I didn't even tell the band to play those songs, but how prophetic was it? Because we're going to sing them again at the end of this service. We're going to speak the name of Jesus. And we're going to see some chains broken today. Amen. The Apostle Paul is saying, listen, you were once living that lifestyle, but you're not living it anymore. How? By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I've got to tell you something right now. The enemy is not loving this message, because he wants to bind you up and keep you bound up all the way until you get to heaven so that you're not effective, so that you don't live your dream, so that Jesus' words about living a rich and satisfying life don't come true for you. But we're going to preach it today. And I want you to get a whole lot louder than this, guys, because we need to tell the spiritual realm that we believe what is being said right here and now. Come on, we need to believe this. I love this. You know, I had a smoking addiction like many of you did. I started smoking when I was 14 years old. My parents had the bright idea of making me start their cigarettes for them. And then they were disappointed when I had a smoking habit. And then from there, my parents bought a milk bar with 192 different brands of cigarettes right behind me. Like, there wasn't much chance for this kid to not start smoking. And you know what? I with a group of my friends, we wanted to go to the gym and we wanted to start working out. And you know what? I'd go to the gym and I'd start doing some cardio and I would be so puffed. Why? Because my lungs were filled with tar. And so I tried with all my might to break that habit. And you know what? I would start on Monday morning at 9 a.m. You know, I'd wake up and I'd say, I'm not smoking. And by 11 a.m., I'm like, I can't do this. But the next day I'd try again and I'd probably get to 11:33. Now, at that rate, I was going to break the habit like in, you know, New Year 2018. You know what I mean? Back then. But listen, I said, Jesus, this has got to go. Because I became a Christian. I said, Jesus, this has got to go. So I said, you've got to help me. Listen, some of you need to do exactly what I did. I said, Jesus, you've got to help me. What have you got going on in your life that you're thinking, I've tried. I've tried to change that, but I can't. I just can't do it. Well, I know how that feels. So I said, Jesus, please, you've got to help me. And so he says, okay, this is what you need to do. Now, listen, this is before Quit Line existed. I mean, I'm talking back in the day when doctors were telling you it was actually still okay to smoke. You know what I'm saying? Like they were wearing white coats and saying, this is a good thing. No, not that far back, but, you know, there was a day the doctors were telling you it was a good thing, right? And so there was no Quit Line back then. And so I said, Jesus, what do I got to do? And he says, this is what you need to do. You need to drink lots and lots and lots of water, right? I didn't understand why, but this is what he told me. I'm telling you really clearly. No one told me this. And then he said, as you're drinking the water, you need to keep repeating the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So with every glass, I would say, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ. What I didn't realize I was doing, many years later, I worked this out. If you get onto Quitline, by the way, it's the number one thing they'll tell you now is drink lots and lots of water, right? But listen, watch what I was doing. right? So the habit was being quenched with my hands, but nothing was destroying my body. Well, guess what? One day went by and I went, wow. And I was so nervous about the next day because I thought I did so well for 24 hours, but I know that it's going to break tomorrow. But I just did the same thing again. And I drank water and I drank water and I just kept saying, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. 2 days went by. 3 days goes by. 4 days goes by. Well, guess what, guys? I mean, it's been a long, 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 long time now. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But that habit was smashed. How? Through hearing God's word for a strategy, but praying the name of Jesus Christ over my life. And I want to encourage every single one of you, if he did it for me, he can do it for you. Friends, that name is a powerful weapon. It's a weapon, but it belongs to a person. Don't just use it as a weapon. It belongs to a man, a God man who died and bled for us. But his name is really powerful, and that's why the devil loves to mock it and has turned his name into a blasphemy. They've turned his name into a swear word. I see people who are not of our faith in any way, shape or form, actually quite committed to another faith even, but yet when they hit their thumb with a hammer, what name do they call out? Why don't you call on your God? Why are you using my God's name? Because it's like the devil wants to mock it. It's like he wants to pull it down and turn it into a swear word or an adjective when it actually belongs to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and it belongs to him. And we need to, listen, we need to be people that obviously don't use that name in that way. But also, I think in a very careful, humorous, God-honoring way, I think sometimes we need to tell people what we think. Someone at work does, you know, stub their toe on the photocopier. It's like, Jesus, I didn't know you were a Christian. You're a Christian too. And they'd be like, what? What are you doing? Mate, you just called upon the most powerful name of the universe. What name? You just said it. You just said Jesus. But listen, some of you don't want to do that because it causes a storm. Because when you bring that name into a dark environment, it brings light. Hey, come on, some of you. Some of us need to do a little bit of that. We need to see some fireworks go on in our workplace again. Let's bring that name in there. But listen, don't let people just mock that name. But don't become all religious and ugly about it either. But just help them to know that they're actually using a very powerful name. Oh, Jesus, I didn't know you were religious, bro. Are you religious too? Because that's the word they use. No, not at all. Well, you keep saying Jesus a lot. That's all. I'm just wondering why, you know. Aren't you Hare Krishna? Like, what do you keep saying, Jesus? You should be saying, Krishna. So powerful. Acts 3, verse 6. Is anyone hearing what I'm saying today? Hey, listen, I am praying that something will shift inside today. The Apostle Peter sees a crippled man in front of the temple. It says, then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I'm going to give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. In that name. In that name. Friends, you might not have a lot to give people. Do you know, sometimes you might even be trying to counsel a couple and you might think, you know, I don't have the answers. It's okay to say, I don't have the answers. You know what? I don't know what's going on here, but I do know one thing. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, this fighting's got to stop. Amen. Do you know what? I don't quite know why this depression is attacking your life, but in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, come on, you got to rise up and walk. I don't have all the answers, but I do have a name, and that name is, how's my husband going to be saved? I don't know. But one thing you do know is you've got the powerful name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we need to use it like a weapon and pray that name. And stop tolerating. I think some of you are seeing I'm pretty excited here today. Friends, this is not coming out of any type of anger. It's an earnestness. It's a, why are we tolerating this stuff in our lives when God says, use the name. Hello, use the name. And we're getting beaten up by the enemy, and we're getting beaten up. And God's like, use the name. Just use, oh God, what do I do? Use the name. Oh God, I got no answers. Use the name. I can't get a job. Use the name and get off your couch. That's my part where I say, get off your couch. Acts 3:16, same story. Same story. Everyone's freaking out. Everyone's astounded by the miracle. And they're wondering how it happened. And verse 16 says, through faith in the name of Jesus, this man was healed. And you know how crippled he was before. And then he says it again. Faith in Jesus' name has healed him before your very eyes. Faith in the name. I was counseling a couple many years ago. And there were some major issues going on. And I said, you know what needs to happen in this relationship? And they said, what, Pastor? I said, there needs to be a little bit more name calling. What sort of a church have we come to? What sort of pastor is this? Yeah, there needs to be a little bit more name calling going on in your relationship. That's the problem right here. They're like, what do you mean? Like, there's enough name calling going on. I said, no, different name calling. You need to be calling upon the name of Jesus in this situation. You need to be calling. Hey, listen, two people about to get into an argument, and only one person needs to do this, by the way, only one. So choose to be the one. Choose to be that one. But there's an argument about to escalate, and one person says, in the name of Jesus, we're not doing this. In the name of Jesus. Try and bring Jesus into a name and still try and be angry and selfish and self-centered and lustful and greedy and dishonest. When you bring that name in, something just shifts in the atmosphere. Let me tell you what shifts. Demons cannot stand that name. So as soon as you speak that name, demons go, whoa! And all of a sudden, the two of you can actually have a decent conversation. Because whatever you do, in word or in deed, do it all in the name of Jesus. Amen. Come on, give him a huge shout in this place. Faith in the name. Why is the name so powerful? Well, come on, many of us have had children. Some of you will. And I would hope that you've given the name some thought. I would hope that you would think, you know what are we going to name our son? What are we going to name our daughter? And I know that for many of you, you're trying to find a nice, cool name, and that's great. And for some of you, you're really concerned about what the name means. Well, I want to tell you right now, when God chose the name for his son, he didn't just go for a cool name. He went for a name that meant something. Now listen to the name that God himself chose for his son. His name is Jesus. What does it actually mean? Jehovah is my savior. When you speak the name of Jesus, this is what you're actually saying in the spiritual realm. Jehovah, God is my savior. God is my savior. In Jesus' name, God is my savior. God is my savior. God, that's what you're saying over and over and over again. And God says, what? Am I someone's savior? Well, then I better be. Well, then I better be. I better come through for them. If they're declaring Jesus' name over a situation, then I'm going to be the savior. Come on, what's going on in your world right now? What's going on in your world right now that the heavens would say, in Jesus' name, change something. Bring it into your world, friend. Stop doing this thing in the natural. The Apostle Paul said, having started this journey in the Spirit, are you now resorting to the flesh to try and sort things out now? Now, come on, we started this thing in the Spirit. We're going to continue in the Spirit, and we're going to finish this thing in the Spirit. And the Spirit loves the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is on the earth to lift up his name. So come on, what are you doing with the name? Is it just something that you pull out for really, really desperate prayers? Now, I understand why some of us would do that, because we love him so much, but that's not what the Bible says to do. The Bible says whatever you do in word. Do you want a promotion at work? Pray about it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, I really want that promotion in Jesus' name. Do you know why some of us don't get promoted? Because the person at the top has a funny feeling about you. Do you know why they have a funny feeling about you? Because you are light and they are darkness. And if you don't bring the spiritual realm in, then it just goes the way of darkness rather than bringing some light. Do you know why some of us don't get contracts? Because the darkness seems to win all the time, because they're like-minded, because they know each other's spirit. But when you bring the spiritual realm in, it changes everything. Come on, we're going to build churches in Jesus' name. We're going to build life groups in Jesus' name. We're going to work out at the gym in Jesus. Yeah, you didn't like that one though, did you? No, it's like you lost me now, Pastor Rich. Hey, I'm not joking. Do you know your physical health means so much to God?
That's so true.
Do you know, because you know, it's very hard for God to fulfill his purpose in you when you're dead.
Come on.
Yeah, like if you just died right now and had a heart attack, there's not much use you going to Growth Track. It'd be pretty awkward and you'd stink. No, we wouldn't say, but look, I know he's dead, but send him to Growth Track because God still has a plan and purpose for his life. It's very hard to fulfill God's plan for your life when you aren't doing too well. Some of us need to get back to the gym and go for a run. Listen, but I can't. Get on a treadmill. I can't. You can in Jesus' name, though. Yeah, you can. Yeah. Come on, get on. You think I'm joking? I was on the treadmill 3 days ago, like, and I'm like, man, I've run, so I'm ready to stop. This is enough for me. And I've been going 2 minutes 34. I'm like, this is the most boring thing I've ever done in my life. I thought about every thought. I solved the Middle East crisis. I worked out who the Antichrist was. No, I'm still working. 3 minutes 01. Eventually, I just had to go, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Really? Jesus' name for exercising? No. Don't do any exercise. Just die, right? Just like high cholesterol or whatever. And then get all upset at God because you didn't fulfill your purpose. Am I being a bit too blunt today? I should be more of a preacher, shouldn't I? I should do up my button and just... Did anyone see the clip of a lady in America? A guy walks into the store with a gun. With a gun, a weapon. And he walks in and you can see the video footage and it had voice on it. Usually it doesn't have sound. But it had sound and he walks in and he goes, give me all your, and he was a very reluctant sort of guy anyway. He was like, give me your money. And the lady, what does the lady do? Come, some of you seen the clip. In Jesus' name, you put that weapon down. God loves you, son. And he's like, in Jesus' name, and she just keeps repeating it. Eventually he just puts the gun down and he walks out. Why? Because he was confronted with a bigger weapon. It was a bigger gun. It was bigger. It was better. It was brighter. It did more damage. Now listen, we've got to be careful that we just don't use it like a cliche and we don't even know what we're saying. I'm not saying to do that. I'm saying you be purposeful. God of the universe, the one who, when you spoke, demons fled. The one when you spoke, crowds came. The one's miracle worker, Jesus. Yeah, you. With all my heart, I love you. Can you come into this situation? He'll never say no. We just don't invite him in. In the name of Jesus. Is this good preaching? If you think it's good preaching, you need to give someone a high five. And then the other person that you didn't love so much. I've got a couple more minutes left. Band, where are you? I need you to come and join me right now. Have a look at this. Watch this. This is how powerful this name is. John chapter 1, verse 12. John chapter 1, verse 12. People who hated God, people who didn't believe in him, people who didn't love him, people who were living lives far from him. It says, but as many as received him, to them, he gave them the right to become children of God. How? To those who believe in his name. Yeah. God takes you out of where you are and into his purpose, makes you his child by simply calling upon one person's name. No whips, no climbing upstairs on your knees, no amount of money, just calling upon one person's name sends you from darkness completely into light. How powerful is this name, my friends? How powerful is it? How powerful is this name? Helen and I haven't spoken about this morning, but I pray, she prays, obviously the worship team have prayed. The worship team chose songs about the name of Jesus. I'm sitting there, in my heart I'm thinking, God, at the end of this service, we're going to sing those songs and chains are going to be broken off addictions today in Jesus' name. Listen, mindsets are going to be changed in Jesus' name. Do you know why? Because they're strongholds. And the enemy has taught you to think a certain way for so long, but the name of Jesus can smash that. Listen, what about healing? What about healing? If you're expecting to be healed by any other name, friends, you're going to be praying it for a long time. But the name of Jesus is so powerful. I'm sitting there and Helen says, "Hun, I just really get the sense that God wants to break chains today, that God wants to break addictions." And I said, "Did I tell you I was going to do that today? Did I tell you that's where we..." She goes, "No, that's just what I sense. God's going to do it today. God's going to do it today."
Hi, I'm Richard Kabacki and pastor of Lifehouse Church. Just wanted to say thank you for listening to this message, and I hope and pray that you feel that it's added value to your life. My greatest desire is to see people develop a personal relationship with Jesus, which can begin by praying a very simple prayer. I'm going to pray that prayer right now, and if you'd like to begin that relationship, you can just repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I need you in my life. I choose you as my only hope of being forgiven. Please come into my life and let me begin a relationship with you that will last for all eternity. If you've prayed that prayer, we would love to know about it and celebrate your fantastic decision. You can do that by sending an email to mydecision@lifehouse.com.au. We look forward to hearing from you.